This is for the tie. It rims out. Florida chasing it down. Lewis for the tie. That's not there. Oral Roberts, the 15 seed. The upset makers are history makers. And Oral Roberts is in the Sweet 16.
What an NCAA tournament it has been so far. Upsets galore, and one of those upsets, Oral Roberts moving on to the Sweet 16. And the voice you heard there on the call now joins us here on the show. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Lisa Byington, who was on the call there, joined us last week on the show, joins us again here today. Lisa, thanks so much for taking time to join us. We appreciate it.
Yes, it's good to be back with you guys, Joe and Robbie. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And Lisa, I mean, it's been about as entertaining of a first weekend of the NCAA tournament as I can ever remember, and you are on the call for two gigantic upsets with Oral Roberts taking down Florida, moving on to the Sweet 16, Abilene Christian taking down the mighty Texas Longhorns as well. What has this been like for you on the call watching these games, and what have you thought of the upsets, how many of them there have been so far in this tournament?
Well, it's what March Madness is all about, right? I mean, it's what I appreciate about this. You know, it's funny because people will say, well, what a weekend you had. And it literally felt like a month. I had to stop and think, like, was it only a weekend? I mean, you know, it was all these games and all this information kind of piled into basically 3 days. And it was wonderful, you know. I laugh at some of the people were joking that none of the Power Five schools want to see me walk into an arena, you know, when they're facing a double-digit seed. Steve Smith and I and the rest of our crew, we had two back-to-back unbelievable upsets, and it's just so special, and it's what March Madness is all about.
Yeah, incredible games. You guys were awesome. You were fantastic. Anybody who's seen your play-by-play before, you know, is not surprised, but was it different for you, Lisa? I mean, like, you know, we talk about players in this tournament, right? You know, at the free throw line, you've done it a million times, but now it's the NCAA tournament, right? So what about for you? Was this just, hey, another day at the office, or did you have, like, the extra butterflies, the extra pressure feeling during doing this?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think one of the first times that it just really, really hit me, when you're preparing for something, kind of like what you were saying, Joe, like, you know, it's a player preparing for a game you know is coming up. So throughout the whole week, I know that these games are coming up. But the first time, so Steve and I got assigned Lucas Oil Stadium for our first two games. And so it's obviously the venue for the Final Four. So it's obviously really well done, and it's huge. And so the first time I walked in the doors, and I just walked in, we got to see a couple of practices. And I walked in, and it was kind of like I went – you know, it was like the first time where it just kind of hit you, like, this is real, and this is what you've been preparing for. And so, you know, when you walk up to the broadcast station that we had, and it's all encased in glass, and it's just so professionally done. I mean, you know, to the nth degree. You know, I'm used to working off of, like, maybe, you know, one or two monitors for just a regular season game that I do, and they had, like, six or seven monitors for me, and they all had their own specific thing, you know? And so it's just, everything is just jacked up on almost on steroids, right? From what you're used to it being. But ultimately, and I think I told you guys this before the tournament started, it ultimately just comes down to the basics, right? And that's kind of what all these players and coaches have to remind themselves as well. You look around, and yeah, it's different from the regular season. These arenas that you're playing in is different, and the stakes are different. But ultimately, you got to make the shots, and ultimately, I had to make the calls. And so that's what it came down to.
So believe the unbelievable. I believe that was your call after Abilene Christian, right? That if I have it right.
It was,
now,
yeah.
Is that spur of the moment, or did you have some ideas in mind in case something crazy happened?
You know, it's I've always wondered that, you know, but before I got into play-by-play, I always kind of wondered how that happened. And with me, you know, in every timeout, I'll say I do this. I try to step back during commercial breaks, and I jot down either trends that are happening during the game or just words to remind myself of the bigger picture, you know, because it's so easy as a play-by-play and an analyst to not look at the game 30,000 feet above. And so we have to keep, or I at least have to keep reminding myself of the stakes at hand and what are the bigger storylines. And it was maybe at the under eight timeout in the second half in the Abilene Christian Texas game. And I was writing down some words and some storylines. And one of the words I wrote down was unbelievable, you know. And I actually had a text, the Abilene Christian radio announcer, who had been fantastic in giving us information. And I just wanted to text him to make sure. I said, I just want to make sure this would be the biggest win in school history, right? And he just immediately wrote back and said, by far. So I was just trying to keep that stuff in perspective. Now, the actual, like, believe the unbelievable, that was off the cuff. But, you know, I do remember writing down, like, this would be an unbelievable story for Abilene Christian. And it's one of the words that I wrote down in sort of my 30,000 feet above sort of reminder sheet of what's at stake in this game.
That's really cool. Lisa Byington on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And Lisa, also Oral Roberts, a 15 seed, making it to the Sweet 16. They take down Ohio State in the first round, take down Florida, which you were on the call for in the second round. From your vantage point, how have they been able to do this and find their way into the Sweet 16?
Well, they have two studs on their team, Max Asemuth, and it is pronounced Asemuth. It looks like Abness. But it's funny because some people were tweeting that, like, are they saying their name wrong? And it absolutely looks like Abness, but it absolutely is pronounced Asemuth. And for him alone, I mean, he leads the country in scoring. And this is what I love about the NCAA tournament, because hardly anybody knows about Max, right? And so there's fantastic players who don't play in Power 5 conferences that you learn about because of March Madness. And Asemuth is one, and Kevin O'Banner is the other. I mean, those two guys combined, I think my stats guy gave me a stat after they beat Florida. And he said that O'Banner and Asemuth in their first two NCAA tournament games had combined for like 113 points between the two of them, wow. You know? And so it's amazing. It really is. And Paul Mills, I'm sure you guys have seen some of his press conferences and you've seen him in the locker room. And he was so calm in our post game too, after he beat Florida. And I think there's something to say about a calm coach handling sort of a chaotic moment, right? And so he's the leader of two very talented players, and then they've got some role players along the way, and you know, they just caught in fire, and that's something, you got to play your best basketball at the right time, and that's what they're doing right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, as soon as you said that, I'm like, okay, well, Byington knows the name, so I'm going with that. I mean, but because yeah, certainly way different from the spot. Okay, I want to give you a quick test on this now. This is a national sportscaster test. The quarterback who won a Heisman at Oregon, who used to be the quarterback with the Tennessee Titans, is Marcus
Mariota.
Oh,
Mariota.
No.
Yeah, she got it.
She said, yeah. Okay. Okay. Oh, thank you. Okay. Thank you, Byington. It's a lifelong quest,
Mariota,
to get it. Yeah.
Right.
It's a lifelong quest to get everybody.
I said it wrong at first, but then I immediately corrected myself.
Yeah. The poor guy, you know? But yes, yeah. we will get that. We will get that across the country. Change.
He's on a mission.
Well, yeah.
It's like Gonzaga and Zaga too, right? It's all these things that
right.
You kind of learn along the way, right?
What's right there? What's right there? Because I mess it up. I go back and forth on that.
It's, Gonzaga.
Yes, Gonzaga. It's like Nevada.
Yeah.
Like I say Nevada,
right,
but it is Nevada. Yeah.
Exactly.
So this tournament, Lisa, first of all, like, what was the atmosphere like? Because on TV, it sounded like, you know, some pretty good noise at times. But I know sometimes it's just, you know, it's just hard to know exactly what it's like in the buildings. And is this the craziest tournament ever?
Wow. I'm still getting – we have an incredible research team at CBS. And, you know, and they crunched the numbers. I just got an email this morning that I was looking at before I hopped on with you guys. And as I'm talking, I wonder if I could just pull it up here. But it was to that point about if you combine, let's see, here it is. If you add up the seeds of the teams remaining in the tournament, it adds up to 94. And that's the highest combined seed total in the Sweet 16 since seeding began in 1979.
Wow.
So I don't know if that answers your question, but that's what our research department came up with. And I mean, you know, when you on the first day, basically, if you don't count the first four is the official first day, but on the first day of the first round, when you have a 15 upset of two, that kind of set the stage, right? I mean, that Friday was unbelievable. And then, it just kind of carried over and it is great. I mean, I love learning about some of the new teams and the new players, like I said, and, it's phenomenal. But to your atmosphere question, the Abilene Christian Texas game was the best atmosphere in all of our games, at least. And I was just impressed. And it was equal. You know, I mean, Texas showed up. And when I say Texas, I mean the state of Texas. I mean, there was equal part orange as there was equal part purple. And even though the building was not full, it just felt like it was full. And Steve Smith and I were talking about that, about just it just felt like a big game, you know. It just had an atmosphere. And contrasted, actually, I was surprised by this, when in the Florida game, the Florida fans, they were few and far between. Oral Roberts actually outnumbered them by far. So, and normally Florida fans in any sport will travel really well.
Yeah.
But that atmosphere, if you compare the two upsets in terms of atmosphere, it was by far, you know, that all Texas showdown. It felt like a full arena. It was awesome.
Well, it is spring football time, you know, in the SEC. So, you know,
it's true.
Got gear up for spring football.
Getting ready for spring football all around. That's right. Lisa Byington has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. Has done a great job on the play-by-play in the NCAA tournament. Lisa, thanks so much for taking time to join us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I'm glad you guys are enjoying the tournament, and I appreciate you guys having me on.
Absolutely. Thanks, Lisa Byington on the call in the NCAA tournament. The first woman in history to be on the call in the NCAA tournament, and she's been awesome.
Tremendous. I mean, because that call, that was a really cool inside, you know, kind of, you know, inside baseball on the call there, writing yep. down the word unbelievable. Because I do wonder about that, you know, because obviously, like, the Mike Breen, some of these play-by-play have, like, bam!
Bang!
Or, like, home run calls, but that's over and over again. But when you have that one moment, like, did you think about
right. In
advance? That was a really cool story of how that came about. Nah, she was absolutely as good as anybody calling that tournament.
I wonder if Jim Nance in, like, the Masters, like, when Tiger won it a couple years ago, wonder if he... Wasn't it like a return to glory?
Yeah.
A return to glory. Return like, I wonder if he glory. Had that written down that entire day.
I don't know.
Yeah, or if that just...
He's had a lot of those at various
right.
golf and basketball. Yeah. That's an interesting question.
When we come back, we'll continue the conversation on the NCAA tournament. Another eventful night last night, and now the Sweet 16 is set. What did we think of the matchups moving forward? We'll do that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.